WSBU 202, listening in, no doubt. WRVV 690 Mobile.
Station 218. WIUG 38. Copy.
WRZX 218. Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, a little bit warmer today. Getting ready for the big freeze next week, though. Polar vortex, they saying, right?
That's what I heard. tomorrow morning going to be a mess too. Freezing rain coming down tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it could happen. Hopefully it'll stay just warm, cold enough, I mean, to keep it snow flurries. Keep that ice out of here, over.
I don't know, I just heard it today at 6 o'clock on Channel 7. It's a freezing rain tonight through tomorrow morning. I don't know if I can make it to breakfast or not.
Yeah, that might be an issue. That might be an issue. You don't want to be out in that mess.
Well, ain't going to be no soul truck out there tomorrow morning. They probably won't come out till 9, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, maybe. Well, they kind of get out there nowadays. They ain't had a whole lot of activity, but put a little extra salt down wouldn't hurt. Temperatures would be right for it to work.
Sounding good, except that repeater acting up, which is no biggie. Anyhow, what are you, on the harvest?
No, I'm on the Yagi, over.
Well, that's good. I'm on that 50 watt radio. Roger. Only on a medium watt.
Had a weak reception yesterday, and then I was on Simplex when that repeater was down. Did I tell you yesterday? And then I had it off of these frequencies, and I spun my dial around, and I went the wrong way, and I had 625 showing here, but there was no PL tone and no 5 megahertz plus, none of that. So I was just talking to nobody. And then I discovered that. I thought my radio blew up or something, but we figured it out. Just an oversight.
What Simplex did you use? Channel 15 or 16 or 22? Which one is it?
Oh, I was just listening to it was channel 1, 2, 3, the low power ones. So I got stores down here to the east of me, Target, and there's a little mall down here. And you can hear the people talking. Yeah. They use GMRS too on their walkie-talkies just to communicate amongst each other. I get their traffic, I pick it right up.
Good, you picked them all up. I haven't picked up nobody. Only one time on channel 22, picked up somebody, you know, from a different country, speaking a different language.
Roger that. I was just kind of standing around experimenting because there wasn't nothing else to do. There wasn't nothing going on 600 really, but I could talk on 575, Troy. I'd get out pretty good on that repeater. Over.
I see that, yeah, but I don't know why you won't be able to reach that 675, which maybe because it's a little bit more long distance where you at, Roger?
Yeah, copy that. Back in the summer, I could. You know, when the conditions are way better for banding and that. Yeah, I could do it in the summer sometimes when the conditions were real good, but I can hear traffic on it. I can hear you and a few others pop in, but I try to reach out and I'm probably all garbled.
I had a few people there, 600, but I couldn't get back to them.
Copy that. Yeah, Mount Clemens about 42 miles maybe in there somewhere away from me, so that's a bit of a stretch to hit that repeater, unless it's conditioned or disc right.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm only 24 miles from my Mount Clemens. So 24 miles is a little bit distant too.
Roger, yeah, well, that's where I'm at. I'm 24, 25 miles from downtown Detroit. So that's pretty good. But my elevation, I'm higher. I'm about 100 foot higher than downtown Detroit. Over.
See, that's why. Because when you're high about 100 elevation, it does a good job. Because those repeaters, they weigh high. And the highest one, really, the one in Detroit's one.
Yeah, roger that. Hey, I remember last year, the year before, I was talking to Professor Don there, and he told me about the elevation issues.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, I just woke up. I got to have some coffee going. Perk up that coffee, you know that, to get going. We'll talk to you. Good to hear from you. Good talking to you. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. Talk at you later. I got a little follow-up doctor's appointment here this morning. I'm leaving that coffee alone. I don't need my blood pressure. Jack, go. Talk at you later. WRZX 218. We're clear of standing by.
WSGH922 monitoring. WSGH 922 monitoring.
WRXQ 88 monitoring mobile. WRXQ 88 mobile.
WSGH 922 to 888.
888, good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning. Just wanted to reach out to y'all, this radio, how you're hearing it.
Sound pretty good. I'm on 69 West at 118.
Come back again, 59 West, and what?
I'm over here by Corona Durand off of, what is it, 96, 69, whatever this freeway is up here that goes to Grand Rapids.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, I'm up in Grand Blanc working off the Flint repeater. Over.
And that must be the one that I'm on also.
Yeah, well, if that's the piece you're getting out pretty good. What kind of mobile unit you running?
Modified Motorola XR, XPR 4550.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, you're getting out pretty good, for sure. I'm, I got a radiology DV20G. They say 20 watts, but it actually puts out about 15. Over.
Yeah, I think that's what I got, 25 on high.
Roger that. Yeah, I just I got mine in the house here, is using it as a base station currently with a mag mount antenna. Over.
Yeah, I got my mobile plugged into a cigarette lighter with a mag mount on top. I think it's MR-77 by Comet.
Yeah, you're sounding pretty good. Getting a little staticky now, but you're still making a Flint repeater if that's what you're hooked up to.
Yeah, I think so. I think I got it on auto scan. I am not sure. I just changed over there and see the mic got a repeater. I'm like, oh, look, I got some talking stuff here. So yeah, just hanging out the Grand Rapids for the day.
Yeah, roger that. I guess we got a repeater over that way too, but I'm not sure of the numbers on it. But one of these days, if I get an external antenna on the house, I'm going to try and reach out to other repeaters. But right now, I'm about 6 miles away from the McLaren Hospital here in Flint, where the repeater is here locally. Over.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, I know that area. Not too bad. I don't know it a lot, but I know Flint, I know Lapeer. Starting to know a lot of areas up on the side.
Roger. Well, thanks for the comeback. I'm going to be sitting here on the side. My name's Greg, by the way. WSGH 922 out of Grand Blanc. Over.
My name is Tom Tango Oscar Mike. on the ham side. Sometimes they call me Cujo. But I'm out of based out of Memphis. Call sign WRXQ888. Are you a ham also or just TMRS?
Just TMRS.
Got to study for your tech license and become a ham, get your ham license. Whole new world out there.
Yeah, roger that. I'm real familiar with that. My mother was into that. She was actually in an extra class, and she was into that quite heavy when she was alive. But so, yeah, maybe one day I'll get into ham. But for now, it's just playing around with this. Over.
Gotcha there. I'm trying to figure out why everybody likes to say over, you know, when you drop the mic, it hits the repeater, but I just got my TMRS, you know, probably about 2 to 3 months ago. Totally different than ham talk, put it that way.
Yeah, roger. Yeah, it's, I'm assuming you got your ham license?
Yeah, tech class, 8KGO, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. Been a ham for about almost 30 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, usually it's the GMRS first, and then you go ham, but kind of unique going the other way. Yeah, you're getting a little staticky. You might be getting a little bit further away from the Flint repeater. I don't know. You might try the Mount Clemens or the Detroit before you hit Grand Rapids, but you're still making it. Over.
Sounds good. Getting kind of steady. You got to tell by your RX back on that. I'll say 73 for you now.
Roger that. Well, have a good day. Safe trip. 73's WSGH 922 on the side.
USBM 993 monitoring. ESDM 993 requesting radio check.
Radio check, you are coming in loud and clear.
Appreciate that very much. Thanks again. WSDM 993 clear and monitoring.
WSDX870, mobile to me. WSDX870.
I hear you loud and clear, so I forgot what to say.
I read you loud and clear. I heard you. Can you hear me all the way through? Is this
Casey? This is Vancouver. It's very scratchy, but yes, I can hear you.
Roger that. All right. I just checking the radio. Thanks for the reply. W70 mobile.
Now it's super sexy, but WSDX870 clear.
send the SSC 793 equipped radio test. Yeah, 993, appreciate it. I believe you said 993 broke up a little, but sounded good. I appreciate the radio check, WSOG 793.
WRVV 525.
WSBW 213 mobile monitoring the Flint repeater.
ask you on 993 monitoring. Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 portable monitoring.
WRPV 448.
Hello there, 810.
Good afternoon there, Kurt. How you doing, brother? I am doing real well today. Just got done cleaning my room and expecting some company, also another GMRS operator, talk radios and stuff like that. Things are good. How are you doing today? Yeah, you know how it goes. Work, sleep, repeat, you know. Just went home from work this morning, got a little bit of sleep, did a couple driving jobs. I'm on my way home to get some more sleep, get some more driving jobs, and go back to work. Yeah, copy that. I'm going to talk with you over the last few that you may have had off. Radio seemed kind of dead, and then I spent a lot of time sleeping, too, so I wasn't on the radio much. Over. Roger that. Well, I'm in the process of switching vehicles, so I don't have a mobile yet in the new vehicle. So having it as a portable, and, you know, that makes airtime a little bit limited right now. Well, your portable's coming loud and clear. It's making the trip as a... I think anyway, you're going to put all your radios in a newer vehicle or a different vehicle than what you're currently driving then, eh?
It's going to be a completely different vehicle, and yeah, I'm going to eventually get everything moved over. I just haven't had much of a chance yet.
Yeah, well, we got some frigid temperatures coming in the next few days. I hope you weren't putting it off till then. So much for that handheld.
I'm going to the drive-thru here trying to get a little bit of food.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Anytime I go through a drive or too close to the front door of a store, my radio fuzzes out.
I'm just trying to shuffle the radio and all at the same time.
Multitask.
Here and wait for my food so I can chat again.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll let you get to your lunch as I'm expecting company myself. Good talking with you. Try to get some rest. WRPV 448. Tip Port Freedom, clear on your final.
Roger that there, Kurt. You have yourself a great day. Pleasure chatting with you as always, and we'll do it again soon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
H10 WSBM 993.
From A10, good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going, my friend? I'm just here in Bay City right now at the moment. I heard you out there, so could I give you a shout and say howdy?
I appreciate that there, Chad. Yeah, as we often talk on here, having that sense of community and getting those regulars that you chat with all the time definitely makes GMRS a lot more enjoyable. Are you on the Bay City machine or are you on the Saginaw machine?
I'll come back on that. I was a little up there. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you fine. I'm on a portable right now, so it might be on my end. Are you on the Bay City or Saginaw machine right now?
I'm on the Saginaw one right now, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic. The Saginaw machine works better in Bay City than the Bay City one does. But with that also being said, I'm thankful for everything that we do have.
Okay, take that back. I was on the Bay City one. Now I'm on the Saginaw one, WSBM 993.
Good either way, that's for sure.
Able to copy me on the Saginaw repeater by any chance there could be.
Sorry, the volume got knocked down. Can you repeat that?
I was first talking to you, I was on the Bay City repeater, and then I switched over to the Saginaw repeater, but I'm back on the Bay City repeater, so I don't know how I'm coming back now to you.
Yeah, I'm trying to hear you. You're a little bit choppy right now, but again, being on a portable, it's hard to tell which end it's on, but I can make out most of what you're saying.
Roger that. Yeah, I just wanted to jump in there and say hi to you or whatever, whatnot. You take it easy and have yourself a good one. We'll talk again. This will be WSBM 993. Clear on your final.
Yeah, have a good one. I had a mouthful of food there. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We'll be monitoring for a little bit.
WSAY 717. This is WSAY 452.
Hey, signal was good. I just didn't catch the call sign. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good afternoon.
WRUG 488, Jack. WSDD 439, Colin. WRUG 488, Jack. WSDD 439, calling. Nothing heard. Frequency clear.
WSCW 213 Mobile to station WSCI 783. Copy. WSCW 213 Mobile to WSCI 783. Copy. WSCW-213 monitoring.
WSEC 835, radio check on mobile, please.
I got you loud and clear on the Detroit repeater, WSVS 386.
Thank you very much, 386. Testing some new equipment. I might pop in once or twice. I do appreciate your assistance, sir.
No problem, anytime. WSVS 386, monitoring.
WRUG 488. WSDD 439 calling. WRUG 488. Jack in Rochester Hills. WSDD 439. Dave in Flushing calling. All right, nothing heard. Frequency clear.
WFCY 842.
Go ahead,
Dave. WFCY 842.
Go ahead, 842.
I'm calling from 842. This is WRWS 538. WRWS 538, channel clear.
WRVT 618.
WSGK 529 requesting radio check.
WRVT 618. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering how you got.
Crackly. I can barely make you out, but I'm quite a ways away from the repeater. I'm downriver past the Marathon Refinery.
You are 309. I'm getting you through clear, but quiet, very quiet.
Copy that. Where are you at?
I'm hitting the Flint repeater, WRNG 309.
Copy that. Hey.
WSCW-213 mobile to WSCI-783 mobile, copy.
Yeah, you got 783, is this crossing guard?
Over. You got the crossing guard.
Very good.
You still copy me?
Yeah, I got a copy. You heading down Holly Road?
Yeah, I don't know how long you're going to be able to hear me. How is the modulation and so forth? Is it pretty clear?
Yeah, it's pretty clear. There's some slight static, but I mean, that's expected, I guess, with the mobile. Yeah, you sound fine so far.
I was actually going to try to hook up this 20-watt at home in place of the 50-watt just to see what it would do with that antenna at home, the base unit antenna.
Hook your 20-watt to the base?
Yeah, the 20 watts of the base antenna to see if, I heard that 20 watts is really all you need to hit them repeaters if you got the right antenna set up, so I'm curious, so, but it probably won't matter much.
20 watts would hit it, maybe it'd be better to have the 50 watt in the mobile to reach a little further.
Getting static, you know.
All right. Well, it was a good dinner. Good seeing everybody. Have yourself a good night. This is WSCI 783. I'm final up here.
WSCW-213. Have a good night. Safe drive home. Take care.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WRPD 448-810, how are you doing again? Twice in one day. Over.
Alright, how you doing? I'm supposed to be sleeping, but I got dragged out of bed to make some money, but, you know, oh well.
Off the phone with Sheboygan County Bond. He says hello to everybody, and I told him he was very happy to hear that. Over.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate that. How was your visit today?
Well, my visit was good. Friend and I were just going over some radio stuff, and he's going to help me study for my technician's license. So I think once I get past my surgery, I'll hook her down and start going through those books next.
There you go. I mean, if you're going to have some downtime, you might as well utilize it.
Yeah, I got a couple of ham radios sitting here. So I figure I might as well get licensed, and then I can actually.
that, I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people that use GMRS also have ham radio frequencies available to them, and hopefully those that aren't supposed to be on them are responsible about not being on them.
Yeah, copy that. I know there's people that probably shouldn't. There are a lot of consumption going on the ham frequency.
Okay, Kurt, you're a little bit choppy in there. I don't know if you're mobile or if you moved your position or something, but I got probably about 80% of what you said there.
Yeah, understood. I'm on my base station. Navy conditions. Yeah, I heard you chime in on a minute ago. I wanted to say hello again. So I'll let you get back to while you're driving. This is WRPV 448, Kurt, Groveland County. Sure.
Yeah, I got about 99% that time there, Kurt. That was much better. Alrighty, well, we will be monitoring for a little bit because we're going to be out here for probably about another 45 minutes or so, but we will be monitoring. If I don't talk to you later, have a good evening. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, monitoring.
Good to hear that Sheboygan County Bob is doing well. WSTV 439.
WRVV 690 Mobile.
WSCY 717, this is WSCA 452.
Station 421, a station out there, 421, WIUG, 48, copy. WSBI 847 WIUG 48, copy.
Station calling.
This is station 847.
You got AAA here.
So I'm back again. Where's your call sign, sir?
WRXQ 888. Whiskey Romeo, X-ray, come back. 888.
Hi, sir. Well, is that your first time on GMRS?
No, I bounce on and off on GMRS to ham. All depends on where I'm at.
Hi, sir. You're sounding good. My name is Jack, by the way. And I'm WIUG 48. Roger.
Copy that. Name's Tom, Tango Oscar Mary, Whiskey Romeo, X-ray, Quebec 888 is my call sign. People call me Cujo.
My call sign is WR, and I know 888, and what else, sir?
WRXQ, Whiskey, Romeo, X-ray, Quebec, 888, copy.
Got it. WRXQ, 888, roger. Hey, are you sounding good? I don't know where your location, but I'm over here at Rochester Hills. How am I sounding?
A little high on the modulation, but readable. I'm on 69 over by the GM Flint plant, heading over to Memphis.
I see. So now you're on the Flint repeater, which is 725 repeater, correct?
I believe so. Radio just says GMRS 20R, which stands for repeater. So I can't see the frequency, but I figured I'd be on the Flint repeater over here.
Is this your first time, sir?
Negative, sir. I've been an amateur broadcaster for almost 30 years.
Well, and that's no problem. How long have you been on the GMRS? Roger?
I've been on GMRS probably, let's say a year. I have to look at my license and see when I got it. I'll say, let's say a year for my GMRS.
Roger that, yeah, because I never heard you out there. I'm always out there, but never heard your cosign out there, which is no big deal. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to see because never heard 888 out there at all till today. Anyhow, how you doing today?
Just finishing up a long day doing service calls. I usually am based out of Detroit, but I did the west side of the state today, so send back home to my home QSO.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah. Well, how's the weather by there at the front? Over here it's quiet, but they say it's going to be a mess tonight. Roger?
Yeah, I got an alert saying that we're going to get more snow, but over here in Flint, over by Dort Center, it's roads are clear. It says 37 degrees. I think it got a high of 42 today, and I was over in Grand Rapids, and it was wonderful. It felt like a heat wave. Let's leave it at that.
Oh, that's nice. Wonderful. It really is very nice. No, we had
We're going to have the cold weather. I don't know if you know that or not. Next week, it's going to be dropping below 22 below zero at night. That's what I heard for the 3-4 days, starting Monday and up.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that because I do runs outside too. A job that I do, I'm either inside or outside. Heat up in my van. I'm not looking forward to next week by any means.
I see what you're saying. Well, I'm not a ham yet. I tried to be a ham. I took 3-4 tests. And the last one I failed was one, and I couldn't pass. And that's very hard, you know, fail was one and you couldn't pass. So I'm trying to get my ham license for past 6 months. Roger?
Yeah, just keep studying and studying and studying. And then if you go to hamstudy.org, you can take all the free practice tests you want until your proficiency gets up to over 80%. Once you get up over 80%, then go ahead and schedule a test with a volunteer examiner, a VE, at any one of your local ham clubs, and go for it. Get your tag license.
You know what? You're right about that. You know, one thing I like about it, talking to ISS, you know what I mean? I have the radio and everything. I don't have the antenna, but I know what. He can use something else instead of the special antenna they have out there. It's like a Yagi. He can use a Yagi to talk to ISS. Roger?
Yep, best antenna to get is the Aero antenna. As a matter of fact, I got a, right now I just got the UHF Yagi beam and getting it traded in. Return that one and get the higher end one, which is a 2 meter 440. You got 440 to transmit to the ISS and 2 meter to receive. Got a friend of mine that does a lot of ISS contacts and a lot of satellite bounces on UHF, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's what, you know, I've been a CBer a long time, since 72. I've been a CB and I even have my co-sign for the CB. I can tell you it was KIQ 3409 at that time. Then I went to Ohio and got me a Drake rig, T4XC and R4C. I listened to them. I listened to all over the world, but I can't talk. So then I decided, says, you know what, I'm retiring 5 years ago. Let me do this first and see what happens. Then the GMRS came second, and I said, this is very easy. You don't need no test or nothing. Roger?
Oh, yeah. When I found out there's no test, I'm like, oh, this is easy, easy. I just went to FCC and got my call sign, paid the $35, renewed my ham license for the fourth time. Wait, third time, second time, yeah. I've had it since 1998, so 2018. Yeah, I just renewed it in 2018. And I got a ton of radios. I got a 2 meter 440 mobile on Lego with a common MR77 mag mount. Then I got this Motorola XPR44, 4450 or 4550, I picked up from another ham. This one's UHF only. It does digital, GMRS, and UHF ham.
Sure, yeah, because when you said you were a ham, I said, I'm not worried about this guy. He's 100% good. And I know that. You know, a lot of ham people here, too. I don't know if you ever heard of them or not, but there is a lot of them. And this is a 625 repeater, 675. There's always somebody out there, because I don't know if you know that or not. Those about six repeaters, they all connect together. They call that website. I don't know if you have a pen or not.
or you maybe can get to Ben. MIA.systems was an S. Roger?
Oh, yeah, I'm very familiar with the MIA systems. I'm also on MI5, I'm on DMR. I said I'm on tech class, working on getting my general. And, you know, so I'm usually on 440 mostly, mostly in UHF with the K8FBI group that's out there. And on the 2-meter side, I'm with Macomb County ARP, which is Amateur Radio Public Service Commission. So I just got into that. I'm also a Skywarn spotter, certified in that over 20 years.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, sir, good talking to you. I don't want to interrupt what you're doing, whatever you're doing, which is driving probably. I don't know yet. I don't know that. And you take care, and we'll talk again. By the way, my name is Jack, and I'm WIUG 88 in Rochester Hills. Roger?
Sounds good, Jack. Yeah, I'm actually driving home to Memphis. I'm used to talking on the radio while I'm mobile. Do it all the time. And I'm an amateur announcer also. I do that on the side. I do a lot of horse shows. But let's see, it is WRUG. Which call sign again, real quick?
WRUG 488. Roger.
Got it, Whiskey Romeo Uniform Golf 488. Well, 73 to you, sir. This is WRXQ, Whiskey Romeo X-Way, Quebec 888. Be mobile and monitoring.
Roger, that's the right call. Whiskey Romeo, I call it Union Golf. It's the same, almost there, but it's not. The alphabetic is, you're right about that. That's the way it is. But I like to, you know, when it's MRS, you can use it, anything you want. So it'll be free. Well, sir, good talking to you, and you take care, and you have a good evening again. WIUG 88.
WRXQ 88, Cujo out.
WRUG 488,
WRUG 488, WFDM 993.
Go ahead,
that
station 993, go ahead.
Jack, just coming on there to say howdy to you, hello. Hope your day and night's going well tonight. It's Friday evening. Want to jump in there and say hi?
Hey, no problem, anytime. You know that. I don't mind talking to you at all. Anyhow, do you know what the weather is going to be by you over there in Saginaw?
I'm not sure. I haven't watched the weather lately. It's been a minute, so I'll watch the news later on. But kind of cold. It was a little bit windy a little bit ago. Kind of cold and windy out there right now.
Yeah, okay. Well, in here they said, so tomorrow morning, sleeting rain coming down, so I don't know how going to be bad out there or not. Anyhow, well, you're sounding good, number one, and you're doing a good job out there, whatever you have. Keep in touch. We'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
Hey, sounds good, Jack. Same to you as well. And good talking to you also. And I will be clear at WFDM 993, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, no one's kidding when I said this is an active frequency.
What was that again? Come on back. WIUG 48.
Yeah, Jack. Cujo. No, I'm saying you weren't lying. I said this was an active channel.
all the way from east side, all the way from here, the Sheboygan repeater out there, which is 675, but it's not active right now. I don't know. It needs to be repaired, so it's been down. But the rest of, you know, like all the west side, east side, and all that, they're all on this 675 and 625. And that 625, really, it goes a long way. The 625, I talk to, I'm going to be honest with you, I talk to almost every day in Ohio, in Cleveland, Ohio, by the guy, I had a guy up there, 35 miles away. Also, I talk to New York, Buffalo, New York, and I also talk on a different channel, which is 600, that is by Grand Rapids. Roger.
I got you. All right, I got a phone call. 888 clear.
No problem. Take care. WIAG for 888 clear.
WRUG 488. WSTD 439.
Yeah, Dave. Well, where you at? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I've been trying. I hear you in there, and I try to get in there right after you're talking and everything, and you're already gone.
Oh, not that fast. Anyhow, how you doing today?
You got to turn the TV set down. The light has it turned up way too high. Oh, everything's great. I thought I heard that you were going to 10 meter or something. I didn't know if you're just listening or you were talking on that.
Oh, I listened to all of them. I got 10 meter, 40 meter, 20 meter, 15 and 10. I have them all here. I have an all-rake Drake. I don't know if you ever heard of Drake or not. I have it here about 1985. I bought that radio. And I always listen to that. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I've got a shortwave radio, too. I try to listen to them, and I'm trying to listen to 10-meter. Not a whole lot comes in over here, anyways. I got an inside antenna, so it's I can't catch too much on it, though. But I do have some news. I passed my tech test last week, and today I made my first QSO.
So glad for you to pass that test. I really do. Congratulations for that, really. Dave, I know, you said you were going to take a test, but you did anyhow in the past. No, I tried online about a week ago, and I was off with 14. So take away 9, it'll be only 5. And I'm always 5. Not too fast. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I just kept on taking tests, you know, practice tests and practice tests and practice tests. I hadn't failed one, but I wasn't in the 80s yet. But it took me a while to get they say if you do about 85%, you're ready to go. And I think I passed it by 4 or 5 questions. I didn't ace it or anything, but I got in enough to get my license. And so if you hear Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Delta Charlie, that will be me.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, by the way, so now you'll be talking on, was that 10 meter and 5 centimeter?
Well, right now I don't have the equipment to get to 10 meter. So right now it'll be 2 meter and 70 centimeter. for the time being anyways. Until I get enough funds. It probably won't be until springtime. Then I figure out what kind of antenna I want to do. But I want something that will stand up to the wind and rain and snow and ice and whatever else Mother Nature in Michigan can throw at it.
Yeah, let me know when you do that, before you buy it. You know, I'll give you a couple of hits what to buy and everything. And, you know, like I say, you know, I tried to get my license, but I couldn't the 3-4 time anyhow. Well, Dave, good talking to you. And, you know, I don't know, I'm on that 50-watt radio. How am I sounding?
You always sound great. You're one of the better ones out there as far as strength and loudness and all. Just as a suggestion to you, I got this thing called Ham Radio Prep. There is a lady on TikTok, but I'm not sure if she still has a discount on it or not, but it's all your classes for tech, general, and extra if you want to go crazy. And you can keep on taking these tests and keep on taking them until you memorize the question and the answer. Sometimes you have no clue why the answer is the answer, but you know that's the answer. You know? So that's the only thing you can do is keep on at it and keep on memorizing the correct answer for the question. And
I have another app, you know, I'm trying to get this app, you know, too. They call it Ham. Hold on a minute, let me go out there and get my radio. I mean my phone. I'll be right back. WREG 48.
WSDD 439 standing by.
Are you there? WIUG 48. I got, I'm doing it on a ham study. Roger.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of them too. Yep. And all I can say is, you know, in your spare time, I would take 2 or 3 tests a day. You know, didn't matter if I got a 90 on it or a 77 on it. I took another one, and then took another one, and then I stopped. And then the next day, I took 3 more tests. And you just got to keep at it until you see enough of them questions that you memorize the answer to them.
I see what you're saying. Hey, by the way, you can talk to ISS if you want, because you got that, what they call it, tech license.
Yeah, I would need the equipment first. So far I don't, but I will get there.
Oh, use the one you can do it with, use the one you got.
I don't know if they do 2-meter or not. And my 2-meter radio is a TIT radio H8, you know. Nothing fancy right now. I'm talking on the H3 right now, but the H8 is what I do on my 2-meter. So I probably need a little bit more to get to that space station.
Yeah, I don't know, you're going to have at least 10 watts. And I have a radio, it's an 8 watt. It's both being 8 watts. Anyhow, yeah, then you know what? I don't know if they come by you, they can hear you probably, but you got to be outside. You cannot be inside the house because that's just a little bit higher.
Yeah, and if I have to be outside the house, it's a little too cold out there yet for me. I'm a wuss.
I feel like the same thing. Yeah, no problem. Hey, yeah, they got the schedule. If you want, I can give you the frequency.
Yeah, is there an app for the frequencies that they're on? Because I have a tracker on my phone. I know when it gets close, but I have no clue on what frequencies they're on.
Give me a second. I think they're 437 8000. You can hear them. And you know what? They were here at 6 o'clock. And let's see what the other schedule. Hold on. They were here at 7 o'clock. And they only last 4 minutes. But tomorrow, you can hear them at 6:11 in the evening. To 617, you can hear them. So if you write that down, it's an app. It says ISS detector. I have that here. So I'll tell you exactly what time they're going to swing by here in Michigan.
What was the frequency again?
Give me 1 second. I have that radio.
Unless it tells you on the app, I didn't get the frequency.
You ready? 437-8000.
Say that again.
437-8000. And there's another one. 437-8100.
Okay, 437. Now, do you have to have a repeater to hit that, or is it they do it simplex?
Oh, they, you know, they have a, like a chip over there where they have, but they can hear you when you talk to them. On the ham. Roger.
You said 437-8000, right? Or was it 8100?
There's two of them. 8000 and 8100. There's two channels. Actually, they got three channels. I can give you the other one if you want.
Only if it's nearby. Don't go digging for it.
That other one is 79,000.
Okay.
You got it?
So we're talking 7,900, 8,000, and 8,100 after the 437.
Right, exactly right. Anyhow, so you didn't go to a car show in Detroit?
I wasn't planning on it. I heard they scaled it way back from what it used to be.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine. He's there. He's by you there. Somewhere, Bertrand. He said it's not like it was before. All these cars, what happened to the rest of the cars? It was not too many cars, he said.
Yeah, I think I heard they moved it from Kobo, right? They moved it to Novi?
Oh, still in Kobo. That was... No, Huntington, they said.
Is that the place in Novi, the Huntington Bank, whatever they call it now? I'm not sure what they, I can't remember what they used to call it, but it was a show place in Novi or whatever it was. I think that's where they moved it to.
Break.
Break.
Yeah, this is WRGX 930. I was just there. No, it's Huntington Place in Detroit, which is actually just Huntington Place is Cobo Hall renamed to Huntington Place. It's Cobo Hall. It's in Cobo Hall.
Okay, same place, different name. Gotcha. They change the names to all these places for rights and all that to get some more money. I can't keep up with them all. Good thing Comerica Park has stayed Comerica Park for 20 years. But in any regards, I think they've cut it way back. It used to be glitzy, glamorous, and you'd see a whole bunch of different things and stuff down there, but now I guess it's no frills hardly anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you anyhow. I guess a lot of things changing we don't know about. I don't know what it is. Anyhow. Well, Dave, good talking to you. I got to go eat. I haven't ate anything for past, I mean, almost all day. So I'll talk to you a little bit later. You take care. And really, congratulations for your ham license. Take care. Have a good evening. We'll talk again anyhow. WIUG 88.
All right, Jack, take care, 7-3s. It was nice talking to you. Thanks on the congratulations. But you're not going to get rid of me that easy. I'm going to still stick around here. There's a lot of nice people on GMRS, too. So I'll be, as a matter of fact, I got both of them here sitting next to me. I'm listening to 147.100. There ain't anything going on Ed right now. So, but I think something happened to the MI-8 thing. They had problems with the optic lines and all and connecting Flint back with it and everything. So anyways, you're not going to get rid of me that soon. I'm going to be hanging around here anyway. So 7-3, Jack, take care. Have a good dinner. Whiskey, sugar, Delta, Delta 439, Dave and Flushing. We are standing on the side.
WRFX 966.
That's station 966. WIUG 48. Copy.
Good evening, Jack, and how are you besides hungry this evening?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing good. How about you? How's work?
Work was late today. I did everything yesterday. So I didn't have a whole lot to do, but enough to keep me busy anyways. And I get the next 3 days off. Roger?
Oh, Roger, that'd be nice anyhow. Listen, they say there's going to be sleeting rain coming tonight. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I think it was Fox 2. They said rain, snow mixed. And then tomorrow, a little bit of snow. A little over a half an inch tonight, possibly. Other than that, their guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, this morning at 6:05, there's sleeting rain coming tonight. Until tomorrow morning, that's what they say. And I don't know, I'm going to get up anyhow at 8 o'clock. And I tell you one thing, if I can't drive all the way there, I won't be able to drive all the way there. Because of that, probably the roads, they're not going to be clear. And here, Oakland County, I don't know what it is. They don't clear the roads right away. Roger.
They're trying to save money by not paying the drivers overtime. That's got to be what they're doing. You know, as long as they know they're going to get more during the day, they're just not paying them to come in early. That's all.
And probably you're right about that, because they used to plow our street 2 years ago, even a year ago, they used to do that, but not now. There's probably a shortage of drivers, too. You know, nobody knows anyhow. So I don't know if I'm going to be there tomorrow or not at the breakfast. Roger?
Yeah, I get that. I know I got four-wheel drive. I got that big old truck. I'll be there. Besides which, you know, I already had dinner at 4 o'clock because I didn't have lunch at work. I was hungry. So I'll be hungry in the morning, that's for sure.
Well, I tell you one thing. You're sounding good. You sounded really good. Are you on 675 or 625?
No, I'm back on 625.
Yeah, me too. I'm on 625 too. Everybody said, yeah, I'm sounding good.
Well, that issue with the noise is gone. You're sounding loud and clear tonight.
Yeah, because the 675's got a little problems. Connection problem. You got water in the connection. And, I don't know, that's what I heard, so. Anyhow, that's why I'm on 625. And that 625 was down for a couple of days, but John got it up anyhow. Roger?
Well, 625 is a little bit better for me, closer to the house. Well, I guess I'm in the middle between Mount Clemens and 625, Detroit. But when I'm on the HT, the 625 is easier for me to hit down here. I don't know. It's wintertime. They're all probably easy to hit.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Hey, by the way, you been on the radio 2 meter, 70 centimeter? No.
No, not today. Hey, Hazel Park was supposed to have a repeater crawl this evening, but I took a nap instead. I was sitting there watching the TV programs after having dinner with the wife, and I just kind of, like, lost a half an hour.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah. Well, sometimes it happened, Brian. Really, sometimes it happened like that. Roger.
Well, my brother tells me is what happens when I get old. I don't know, maybe one day he'll experience it and understand what's going on. But yeah, no, I didn't sleep well last night. I was tossing and turning, so a little tired today.
Well, at least you got 3 days off, so that should be take care of all that thing. Unless you got to do some work at the church.
Yeah, we've got one on Monday, a burial on Monday. I'll be out there freezing my butt off. They already pre-dug the hole before the ground froze too bad. So, it only takes a day or two to really make the ground hard to dig in. So, with the temperatures expected to plunge on Sunday, he elected to pre-dig the hole. So, it won't be as bad. Roger.
Roger, yeah, I know what you're saying. But really, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, they say at night it'd be, on Tuesday, 22 below zero.
Yeah, well, that's one thing he was looking at, and with this below zero at night and barely above zero during the day, it doesn't take long to get a few inches of ground frozen, and that is just really hard to dig through. So, yeah, then also it'll shorten our exposure outside with it already being pre-dug. We are under the understanding that there's no funeral procession or funeral service at graveside, so they're just going to be dropping the body off, and the funeral home will witness us putting it in the ground and putting dirt on it. So it will probably be about an hour, hour and a half tops.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Anyhow, Brian, I gotta go get some to eat, and you take care. And I'll be back, anyhow. I'll be back in the air again. WIAG 38.
WRFX 966. I'll be monitoring. You know, I'm listening a lot, so I'll be around. WRFX 966. Standing by.
WFDX 870. Anyone able to give me a radio check?
You're loud, you're clear. For the most part, there's just a little bit of static way, way, way in the background. Like I said, other than that, very readable.
All right, trying a new foliar J-fold that I built, and I think I'm getting a little bit better range. I can actually pick up the point repeater now. I live in Dryden, so I think it's doing pretty good now. Over.
Yeah, if you're in Dryden talking on a Flint repeater, I would say that's doing a very good job.
All right, I'm going to switch over to the Mainville repeater if you can stand by.
Actually, you were on the Mayville.
All right, then we have to actually step in here. Still repeat.
Okay, that's the Flint repeater. A little bit scratchy, readable, understandable, but a little bit of static in there. That's 625 Detroit, unreadable and breaking up.
All right, back over to the Mainville repeater now. All right, well, yeah, I could hear you on the Mount Clemens, but I appreciate your time there. All clear on your final. Over.
That last attempt, you were triggering 625, which is down by Campus Martius Park in Detroit. You weren't on Mount Clemens 675.
Oh, Campus Martius. All right. Well, let me try the 675. Over.
Hey, yeah, that's 675 that time. I heard you. A lot of static. But I heard you on the 675, Monk Lemons.
All right, yeah, I picked you up there. I just switched back to Bayville. All right, sounds like I can hit them all. I might work on getting a little bit better height out of it. Maybe I'll get a better, a clear signal. But I appreciate your time, and all clear on your point.
That appears to be working good. Maybe you tune a little bit more, you can clean up those 675. 625 is quite a reach, though, from Dryden. Anyways, you're doing a good job, and keep on doing what you're doing. WRFX 966, I'll be standing by.
And then, Jack, if you're still listening, it's supposed to rain by about midnight until about 5 o'clock, changing over to snow. And so be careful in the morning. Talk to you later. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439 on the side.
Yes, Dave, I heard you. You said rain. They said the sleeting rain. That's what they said this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning on Channel 7.
Yeah, here on the Weather Channel, they're just saying snow, so I'd rather I just have the snow than the sleet or freezing rain.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, we're going to find out in the morning anyhow. Dave, thank you. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG, 48, we're clear.
Yep, be careful tomorrow morning. WSDD 439, frequency clear.
Is there any station out there calling? This is WIUG 48. Well, I just thought WIUG 48 clear.
Whoever that was, very light on the audio. I heard him say that everybody was sounding good, but I couldn't quite hear the rest of it. Signal was there, just hardly any audio. Didn't catch the call. Ontario, London, I believe, he said. Your audio is low, but readable. Clear, but low.
Seven, coin chain K5.
Out there with a quant chain, he's saying. You gotta come a little bit more closer to the mic, that way he can hear you. That's why your audio is so low. Come a little bit closer to the mic. WIUG 48. Where you at exactly? I'm over here, Rochester Hills. Roger?
7, Essex, Ontario.
I only heard 7. I'm going to come on back. But get a little bit more closer to the mic. That way we can hear you. Roger?
That guy says he's 30 miles away from the Mount Clemens repeater in Essex in Canada. They don't run the power on their GMRS that we run. They're not allowed to 5 watts. They're, I believe, 2 watts.
Well, Brian, you know, we don't talk to Canada. Because they are all allowed two watts radio. You're right. I have one of these radios anyhow. So you cannot talk to a Canadian. They don't have the cosign, you know what I mean? And they're not allowed to talk to U.S. Roger?
WRVJ 258.
Good evening, Jim. WRFX 966.
WRSX. I'm sorry, WRFX 966. Do I have that right?
Yes, sir. It's probably been a year since I've talked to you. This is Brian over in Warren. You and Don used to write to you at night, and I used to listen and talk to you guys from work.
Oh, all right. Very good, Brian. Well, good evening to you. Happy New Year. And you got a real good signal into the system from wherever you are.
I'm over 9.5 Ryan here in Warren, and I got a nice base station antenna set up. One of the last things I talked with Don before he passed was putting together this antenna. So, anyways, I appreciate you saying I sound so good.
Yeah, I don't have a real easy way to do it with this setup that I'm on here, but I'm sure we could work simplex very easily. I'm not very far from you at all. I'm just a couple of miles east as the crow flies here in East Point. So one of my goals for the weather is to get an external antenna outside of the building here for this band, and well, hopefully, along with doing the same for my two brothers, got one in Fraser and one in Sterling Heights, should be able to get all of us to be able to operate simplex. I'm hoping to make that happen here in the spring.
Sounds like a good goal. Yeah, I got into this mostly for up north. That way the family and I could keep in contact when we're away from the property. And, of course, talking with some of you gentlemen and that, I finally did it, and I got my ham ticket back in December. So this is a 2-meter, 77-meter antenna that works really good on both bands.
Well, I'm on a dual band ham antenna here at the moment. It's a mobile antenna, and it's on a magnet mount on a cast iron radiator here in my living room. not far from a window, but definitely a compromised antenna for this band, not really resonant here. Planned to go with a, like I said, a dedicated antenna and get it outside at a reasonable height so that the simplex thing can happen. I'm all set up for the ham bands in that regard, but can't access that from the easy chair here in the living room. Ham shack is in my basement office, so I can cross band repeat on the ham bands, which I do from my easy chair. I can set the 70 centimeter side to listen for my HT and then get into 2 meter repeaters around town. I do that quite a bit from the easy chair, but can't do HF that way very easily, and can't do this band at all. So I have to have dedicated gear for this band.
Definitely understand that. I'm looking at my, I'm going to build my first 10 meter antenna when the weather gets warmer, because I got 10 meter radio out in the garage. It's going to come down here in the basement. But I'm going to wait for much nicer weather before I start trying to assemble anything on the roof of the house.
What sort of an antenna are you planning? Is it going to be a vertical?
I've been looking. I'm either going to go a J-pole to start with, or I don't know. If I can get my chubby little ass up in the attic, I might look at just a dipole antenna.
Dipole, unless it's, maybe 30 feet up or more, a lot of the radiation will go high angle. It'll go straight up, and it'll be okay for local and regional, but you won't get a lot of real good it's better for that. And a dipole, in order to have a reasonable radiation pattern toward the horizon, needs to be, like I said, at least 30 feet up to give a reasonable amount of energy toward the horizon. Verticals, on the other hand, ground planes tend to have a lower angle radiator. And you mentioned a J-pole. A J-pole for 10 meters is a good size antenna. That's a pretty big antenna. That's going to be, I don't know, I don't have the math off the top of my head, but it's probably going to be about 20 feet tall. So it's mechanically might be a little bit of a challenge to build, but and it won't be able to hide very good, but it's ground independent, and it'll have a low angle of radiation. So you won't need any radials, and you could conceivably even mount it right on the ground, you know, on a stake in the ground, and it'd have pretty low angle radiation. If you don't have too much around you, buildings nearby and stuff, it could be a pretty good DX antenna on 10 meters.
Well, I've been measuring out the tree up front, hanging in the tree, and it should be good there. But there again, like I said, it's just early planning. I even thought about just doing like I did back in the day. I had a mobile antenna on top of a big stick on top of the house. And I used to talk pretty good with that without hardly any power when the conditions were good. Like I said, I don't know. I got to wait for warmer weather.
Well, what the hams like to say is that an antenna's performance is inversely proportional to the weather in which it was erected. So in other words, wait for the weather to be really crappy, put up your antenna, and it'll work better. That's one of those ham adages.
I don't mind the rain and that sort of stuff. It's just the cold. You know, working without any gloves, trying to get things done in the cold, fingers don't work that good anymore. So I have to wait for it to warm up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm with you, Brian. I don't work so good in the cold anymore either. I've reached the age where I don't have to most of the time, so I don't. I'm waiting for that warmer weather myself.
All right, Jim, I just thought I'd stop and say hi. I'm down here just cruising the internet and all that sort of stuff. So I'll let you get on with your business at hand. It was a pleasure hearing you again and talking with you. WRFX 966, I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Brian, real good. Well, thanks for answering my call. Thanks for saying hi. And I'm going to be probably here for at least a few more hours sitting in the piloting the easy chair within arm's reach of this microphone. So I'll be listening here and probably watching an old movie or something. I have to travel to Maumee, Ohio tomorrow. And we're supposed to get, I think, some snow overnight, but I think it's going to be warm enough that probably it'll be melted by the time I have to head out. I'm hoping so. Anyway, have a good afternoon, evening, I guess it is now. WRVJ 258.
WRUG 488, WRFX 966.
WIOG, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I was just looking at the Weather Channel online, and they say the temperature is supposed to go up from now until about 2 o'clock in the morning, where it hits 40 degrees. Then after 5 a.m., it starts to drop again. So until about 6, 7 o'clock this morning, it's supposed to be rain because of the temperature. And then at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, it's supposed to transition back to snow. Roger?
I got you. Yeah, if it's rain, no, I don't mind. I come in. I don't care about rain too much, really. It's just sleeting rain, you know, from the Kunder and 23 Mile all the way down there, just a little bit far.
Yeah, well, then again, they don't call her Mother Nature for just any reason. She'll take her wrath out on us one way or another, but, yeah, it's supposed to be rain, not sleeting rain, until about 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, probably, as the temperature starts to drop. And then it's not until the afternoon until it gets down around freezing, so the roads shouldn't be bad, knock on wood.
Yes, you're right about that. Knock on wood, you're right. Yeah, they're not coming. I don't have no problem with that. It's just a matter that the Kunder, they don't clean the Kunder and the 23-mile road. That's what it is.
Yeah, but you got that Toyota Tundra, man. That thing should be good in the light snow anyways.
You know what else in the back? In the back, I got about 300-pound sandbag, too. So it's not going to go anywhere. Roger?
Well, I know with the traction control on my truck, I can't have any fun unless I turn it off, so. That, and I got a 100-pound toolbox back there. That's about all I run.
Really, you know, Brian, I figured that out when I had that GMC. I used to put, let's see, 200 from here, 200 the other side, in the back, way back before the tailgate. And really, it was driving excellent. Snow or anything. Very, very good.
I did that with my old truck. Because that one didn't have all this traction control and stuff. Man, that back end starts to spin the tires, and you could feel it trying to adjust itself so it won't. And, you know, like I said, I can't even have fun. I got to try and remember to turn everything off so that I can do a fishtail. Roger?
Yeah, fishtail, yeah, you're right. But really, I used to know one thing. That's all I, 400 pounds back there. 200 in each side, right on top where the tailgate is. And you'll be okay. You'll be smooth going. You won't have to worry about nothing.
Hey, Jack, I just thought I'd let you know what I found out about the weather. Yeah, it's going to be iffy for the morning time. Anyways, we'll see if you're there. If not, we'll talk to you later. WRFX 966, I'll be on the site.
Hi, Brian. Good talking to you. I'll see you tomorrow anyhow. No big deal. See you tomorrow morning anyhow. Catch you later. WIUG 488. Station 390. WIUG 38. Station 930. Station 930. WIUG 38. Copy. WRTX 930. WRTX 930. WIUG 38. Copy.
I hear you, Jack. WRTX 930. But I probably need to switch antennas because where I'm at right now is I'm probably not coming through so good.
Oh, he got a full signal 5x9. Roger.
Well, okay. Well, you're coming through pretty broken up.
Oh, I don't know why. Let me go back on my DV20G. WIUG. Where it ain't gone.
Jack, you're fine.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Let me go back on my DB20G.
I'm pretty sure my signal right now is not so good, because I know what it is. I need to switch back to my beam antenna.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Ken.
I'm not moving right now. I know my signal is not so great, but
and you said you're not moving now, and you fade out a little bit. I'm gonna switch to my 20G.
The faithful DB20G.
How's that, Ken?
That's better, but like I said, it's kind of my problem, because I'm on a handheld, so I need to go back to my beam antenna.
Hey, go ahead and grab me one of them cigars.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not in a position to go back there right now, so I'm where I'm at right now, so what you get is what you get.
I see what you're saying now. Go ahead.
Well, I got all them trailer boards screwed down, so my trailer's almost ready to get put back in service there, so working on that front.
Well, that's good, because it was a nice day today. Anyhow, it was about maybe 35 degrees here. It was a very nice day, too. No wood, no nothing. Sunshine, too.
Yeah, that's why I did it. It was out, it was like 35 degrees or so, and the sun was out. And, you know, screw these boards down, and actually called a friend of mine to come over, but you know, when you say that, come over and let's have a screw and drill party. Yeah, that doesn't sound so good.
That for sure is not going to sound good at all. That'd be working. You got work to do.
Those boards are all screwed down now, so just a little bit of wiring to go, and the trailer is ready for service again. Man, I'm glad I didn't procrastinate and wait and screw this stuff till later in the season, because I've already been screwing with it for a month and a half. But, yeah, she's all right. She's ready for service again.
Good. Now you need that Kubota to go on top of it. right?
Oh, well, that's the first piece of equipment to go on it and go on. Yeah, that's right.
That's good. Did you start it today?
No, I haven't in a couple of weeks or so. Haven't needed it, but it's coming.
By the way, what kind of battery? Is that 12-volt battery taken out of the Kubota?
Well, I didn't hear another station out there, Jack, but good talking to you. I'm going in for the night. I'll be clear on your final. WRHX 930.
Hi, Ken. Good talking to you. You take care. We'll talk tomorrow again, anyhow. WIUG 48, clear.
WSFV 335, mobile and monitoring.
WSEQ 575. Can we get a radio check from someone out there?
575, you are full quiet in your system. WRDJ 258.
I appreciate you coming back. Is the audio sounding okay to you?
Your audio is quite clear.
All right, I appreciate you coming back to me. Just trying to program a brand new radio here. It's good to know we're at least getting out a little bit. Appreciate you coming back to me. WSCQ 575 out. WRE 3456, can somebody give me a check?
Yeah, 456, you're sounding good.
Could you hang on for a second? I'm trying to open a new microphone.
Absolutely, WSCF 550.
You couldn't copy that.
No, all I heard was a bunch of static. I didn't copy anything at all.
Okay, thank you. That tells me it doesn't work. RNG 456 with another check.
Yeah, 456, you're sounding good. There's a little bit of static in the background, but not bad. Other than that, you're sounding real good.
Thank you very much. I just had to turn up the volume on it. WRNG 456 clear.